and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours.
Oh. Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you're doing that do and that you've decided to do that do with me. Right out of the gate, I want to do some housekeeping. I see a couple of my friends celebrating, what is it called? A barriversary? Is that what it's called? I'm not really sure. Lawyers call it that, something to that effect. And so my good friends, they are all celebrating their time, called to the bar as learned counsel and barristers and attorneys at law, called to the Bahamian bar. Among them is D. Leslie Brown and Rashid. So congratulations, guys. I see you all are out there doing the work of Her Majesty. Isn't it just delightful when that happens? So wonderful. Outside of that, though, today is going to be an open line show. Why? Because anytime I have Lester Cox on the very next day, I kind of want to open the phone lines because I know you want to talk to me. And whenever Lester is here, you don't get a chance to, right? Because Lester and I talk a lot. And so I'm opening the phone line today, but I'll tell you what I want to do today. I hear the Prime Minister is going around giving out dates, and I want to tell you he's already missed one, right? If you recall, the Prime Minister said that the board appointments should be completed by Wednesday of this week. Today is now Thursday of this week, and unless it's still on its way down from the mountain with Moses, I've seen no board appointments. I don't know who's in charge of the Arawaki. Praise the Lord. It's hopefully not still Paul Willie. I don't know who's in charge over at the Portiskey, albeit I do think Gregory Menace, I think he was doing a pretty decent job over there. At the very least, he got the bathroom right. To my Cat Island family, I see that there was a fire over there on the Cat Island Regatta site. I don't know. I don't know what that must be like in the minds of the people that make up the population of Cat Island, because if you know anything about Cat Island, the regatta site is intrinsically woven into the tapestry that is the people of Cat Island. And so you all are in my prayers. But luckily for you all, there is a ram in the ticket. Yeah, there is a ram in the ticket. And a Cat Island boy, an old bite boy, is now Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And so I imagine what's going to happen is he's going to build you all a wonderful little Junkanoo village. He and his counterparts and affiliates down there, you know who they are. I imagine that when they are done, Cat Island is going to have a glorious regatta site. Luckily for you all, it happened at the best time history could have ever allowed it. Eh? So if I were a good Baptist preacher, I would say something good is going to come out of this. Now, where was I? So the Prime Minister said that they would be releasing the board appointments by Wednesday of this week. You know, call me kind of antsy, but it's Thursday of this week. I've still not seen the board appointment. I don't know who was in charge of the, Miriam Emanuel was in charge of? The the scholarship board or association or whatever their title is. And so there are many interesting things that we don't know who's still in charge of what, right? I don't know who's the chairman of water and sewage. I don't have a clue who's the chairman of BEC. I don't have a clue who is the chairman of Bahamas Air. I don't know who's in charge of, what is the other one? Airport Authority. And so all of these things matter to me. I'd like to know nothing. I don't know who's in charge of civil aviation, who's in charge of the Maritime Authority. I don't know who the ambassadors are. And so we kind of get hot and bothered that people like Shane Gibson Lewis are being considered for deputy chair of the BTC board. I think it is the most non-consequential one among the pack, actually, right? It's not like he's executive chair of NIB or one of those ones, right? Nope, it's literally BTC. There's really nothing there to even be concerned about in my mind. But we can continue to speculate these things because the government hasn't given us any substantive facts with which to go on. Now, I know there is supposed to be a press briefing today. I don't know what time that is going to be, but I hope that they're not having that one during the same time as my show again. The last time, they had the last one while my show was on. I take great offense to that, Clint Watson. I want that to discontinue. Do it during Warren Show, all right? outside of that, though, you can give me a call, 323-6232-3253-16, 325-4259. And I'm kvetching today. That's what I'm doing today because I want some hard deadlines on some other things. And since the Prime Minister seems to be so good with giving people hard deadlines, and in a sense, he's so good at making people aware that he is aware of the facts, as we saw yesterday in the House of Assembly, he said by January 1, there should be a VAT amendment to the VAT legislation. By January 1 there's, or December 1, there's going to be increases in public service pensions. And so since this, I love people that give me fixed dates. Oh, yes. That's my favorite thing in life, actually. So I want the Prime Minister to give me a few other fixed dates. I'm going to let you hear this clip from him yesterday at the House of Assembly talking to our Jasper Ward, coming out of the House of Assembly, Prime Minister Philip Davis.
But we have, that's one of the items, yes. I think it includes breadbasket.
And no date yet for that reduction?
It should have been laid this morning, but the drafters haven't got it to me. But it'll be coming by next week, it'll be laid.
So no specific date for the actual reduction of that?
We're still working those modules out. The latest will be 1st of January, because we need time for businesses to recalculate their system.
So that reduced to 10% no later than January
1st. No later than
January. All right, thank you so much, sir.
And so there you have it. Fixed dates, no later than January, VAT will be reduced to 10%. That is the Prime Minister giving us the date on that. And then, of course, he spoke yesterday to the protesters, the women, that is, that were out there protesting for the conditions at the PMH. And of course, you know, that has been something that has aggrieved my soul, so much so that I have gone on an all-out attack of all women that claim that they care about women. I don't know, I still haven't heard much from them, but for whatever it's worth, a couple of the protesters met the Prime Minister out there yesterday. And here is what one of the leaders of the protest had to say with regards to Mr. Davis. She said, the thing about Mr. Davis was he did it in the brave fashion. You ready, Kermit? And he made her feel very comfortable that he had his hands firmly around the issue and that help and hope was on the way. Here's what the protester had to say about Mr. Davis yesterday.
The recent death even yesterday, and really and truly, he did it in Prime Minister form. He said very passively and calmly, and he has said it to me, which gave me reassurance. It is not sufficient reassurance to make me stop advocating or speaking out, but reassurance as if they knew about the problem, they are aware, they are, it's actually on the table now, and I can look forward along with the Bahamian public to resolve in short order. I'm expecting an announcement, but I can say to you in the brave style It was very soothing and calming. I felt as if this man wants to help, and so I'm going to leave it there. I will say to PMH, watch out.
Dun, 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 dun. Isn't that how to make you feel when she says it? I will say to PMH, watch out. Dun, 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 dun. And so you hear the prime minister there letting people know that, well, I'm very well aware of what the issues are. I'm very well aware of what the problems are. Here are some hard deadlines. January 1, VAT reduction rate. December 1, increase in public service pension. And so I have some other things that I'd like to get some hard deadlines on, and I'd like to kvetch about for a bit. And you are invited to join me. The number is 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796. Let's take this call, Kermit. Come on and call. You're on. Call you there.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Devon. Devon.
Hey, what's up?
Not a thing, man. Listen, I'm sorry I got to use your show to expose Dwight's show. Okay. Listen, Dwight was very pathetic this morning, man. You understand me? I was trying to get into Dwight's show for more than an hour and a half on my cell phone. He checked to see if the cell phone callers put me on hold a couple of times, but he let Anton call in the show for 10 minutes at a time. I really was ticked off at him, and I want to report him to him.
You want
to
report?
You understand? Because he is the boss. You understand? If y'all need to put a bell, you need to put a bell on Anton and that man. You understand me?
Okay.
But when it comes to the situation with Brave Davis, it ain't nothing to change. You understand me? Two sides of the same coin. You understand? They just do things different ways. You understand? And all of them know it, because there's no check and no balance for those politicians. It is stealing and the corruption, what they just be doing. And that's what we need to fix. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, caller. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. You can call me on those. Text me on 422-4796. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
How are you doing, my brother?
I'm good, JJ. What's up?
I'm good. You know, you said a while ago that you would like to see several things. I'd like to see several things also. I can name three.
Sure.
I would like to be able to go to the COP to get my license and gun to run my business and protect me and my family. I would like to go to the casino and gamble. Because right now, they only trying to discriminate against us. And the main thing I really want to say, my brother, is that I want to see if Mr. Bezos gets $500 million, what these people go off and buy farmers and don't pay it back. And name and shame them so we can see who these people bought this money and don't pay it back. That's the Bill Hospital. That's $500 million, my brother. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. I'm sure if I can get none of mine. And let's see. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Call you down. What's going on with the call? Good morning, caller. You're on. Hey, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Levan. How are you, man?
I'm great.
Listen, good. Your caller before the last said nothing is going to change. But, you know, obviously he doesn't let things change.
What do you think has changed?
Prime Minister that listens to the concerns of the citizens, that takes his time and hear our concerns. We now have a prime minister who does not snob the media, who takes the time to listen to the media and report to the media. We now have a prime minister who is now trying to do something, you know, that the small man can feel the trickle-down effect from the economy and everything. He's trying to rebound the economy in this country. There's much has changed already. So tell that salty F&M, stop calling your show. It's good that Dwight let him hold on for hour and a half this morning and some of that money what he made.
Oh, thank goodness. You. All right. Thank you very much. So here are some of the things that have gotten my attention over the last couple of weeks, right? And yes, they aren't PLP problems. And yes, they have existed ever since God knows how long. But I feel like while the PLP is in the business of trying to have the appearance of reformation, trying to have the appearance of new and bold, while the PLP is trying to convince us that they are an action now government, there are some things that I would like to see. Dear Minister of Works and Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Works, since you happen to be my Member of Parliament. First thing, I see that you all are now putting in hard stand stoplights on the corner of Blue Hill Road South and Zion Boulevard or Cowpen Road, however you choose to call it, right? Let's think about this, gentlemen. I don't know if any of you have ever lived in South Beach, but please let's think about the intersection by Prince William, because Bahamians suck with street names, right? If you are going to go through the effort it takes to put hard stoplights on that corner, it would be wonderful, delightful. I mean, absolutely breathtaking. Because the corner is so wide, if we could actually put consistent left turn lanes at that intersection, the intersection is wide enough. If you come from Coral Harbor up Cowpen Road, there is usually a line of traffic anywhere from the construction store all the way to that light. And it is because people that want to turn left do not have the luxury of doing so until they get all the way to the corner, even though the corner is wide enough for a consistent left turn lane. The same is to be said on the side that comes from Prince William. That corner is, as a matter of fact, they're building a new building there, is wide enough to put a consistent left turn lane there. The school traffic, when it begins again in January or September, or whenever Glennis could get the school them open, is going to cause there to be massive obstruction on that corridor. If we are going to go to the lengths of putting in the light, remember the law permits for automatic left turns. And I would be titillated if you were to please try this one first, because I believe this one can work. I believe that this one requires the most minuscule indentures. I don't think it requires great effort at all. And since y'all already doing work on the corner, there, Minister of Works, Alfred says, I believe you are a saved man who like to get things done. Help me with this. As a matter of fact, all of my requests this morning are toward the Minister of Works and consequently the Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Works, and I'm talking to him personally because he is my Member of Parliament. All right, so please, 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 not for my sake, for Jesus' sake, let us see if we could get that right. You know, because we already committed, I don't know what that is, on East Street and Zion Boulevard, right? You know where the gas station is on the corner there, where y'all put an automatic left lane and then build a sidewalk in the lane? I don't want to put y'all through too much, so this is why I want y'all to do one at a time. But if we could just walk that sidewalk back about, 3 feet, 2 feet maybe, I'm sure Greg Burrows wouldn't be upset. And besides, it should be the government sidewalk anyway. The sidewalk is about 7 feet wide. We don't need 7 feet of sidewalk there. If you literally cut that sidewalk down to 3 feet, we could have massive traffic flow relief in the area that I have to go through every day. And it ain't making it no better that y'all get the people a permit to put a whole other fast food eatery down there. It is hell trying to get out of my constituency. That's the first thing I want to confess about this morning, but let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, there?
What? Hello?
Hey, Robert.
Yes, now, what I saw during this week, right? 25 years, 50 years, 10 years of anything is a big thing, right?
Go on.
So I saw Sunday. Three people got a plaque. Papa, Menace, and somebody else.
And Tommy Jenkins.
50 years ago, there was not F&M. There's three F&M that still left and founded F&M. Dr. Donaldson, Maurice Moore, and Adam Folks.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Dr. Donaldson the next day. He said they didn't invite him, but for 4 years, they got him on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He said 50 years ago, they had to run for their life to his house
mm-hmm.
for safety.
Mm-hmm.
50 years ago, Dr. Donaldson said they had to come to the devil to stop Cecil up. Why did they didn't honor him and mm-hmm. the rest of their lives? 50 years ago, Papa wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a travesty what they did. It is unforgivable. It's just bad for them to forget their own who started the party still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw today on the paper, right? Minister said that was what we said. This is reprehensible. What did David say? But he's going to say, is it true?
Mm.
The point is that $1 billion story true? He said that is some. I forgot what he said. He said David said, he's reckless.
Mm-hmm.
But is it reckless but truth?
I don't know. I don't know. Mr. Davis hasn't substantiated. Neither has Mr. Minnis come and disqualified.
Okay, no, he didn't say it was reckless.
Right.
He didn't say that is an untrue, reckless statement.
Right, but according to him, Mr. Davis didn't put enough evidence on the table to qualify the statement, but I'm saying that Dr. Minnis also hasn't offered enough evidence to disqualify the statement. Okay, more kvetching. And in case you want to know, kvetch is a real word. You could go and check it out. You could Google it. It's K-V-E-T-C-H-I-N-G, because the Spirit of the Lord just tell me that one of you all wondering if I'm making up funny words on the radio or not. And I can tell you I'm not. The word is K-V-E-T-C-H-I-N-G. Go look it up. Kvetching. The other thing I want to complain about, dear Minister of Works and, by extension, Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Works, Milo Butler Highway, I don't know how the government of the Bahamas isn't being sued, because I assure you people are going to die on that road in a time not too long from this time. I had the occasion two nights ago to travel down Milo Butler Highway. I want to admit, I possibly was doing maximum Paso operable speed. Luckily, I have a very well-trained eye, because there was a man in distress on that highway in a, I think it was a black vehicle, wearing full black clothes, and it appears as though he was trying to go and retrieve something that must have fallen from his car onto the side of the road or something to that effect. Either way, the car couldn't move. And that man literally escaped with his life, not because I wasn't paying attention, but because the entire highway is black. There are about 6 working lights on the entire highway, and I'm trying to be generous here because I don't even think it's that much. You all are going to allow people to be killed on that road. I'm telling you, we are probably going to lose a mother on that road because it is so poorly lit. Dear Minister of Works, and by extension, Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Works, if you could please get somebody to erect some lampposts, or put in some light bulbs, or work a miracle. I don't care if you have Negroes stand there with Christmas lights in their hands. It don't make a difference to me. All I'm telling you is that road is going to be the cause of the loss of human life. And I don't think that a government ought to get away with that, particularly in a country where we feel the need to give away money for Christmas. I think we ought to also consider those of us that do not need the money for Christmas, but do not want to find ourselves in a state of liability, because the government ain't like the road, and it ain't our job to figure out why or why not. Dear Minister of Works, and by extension, Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Works, because he's my Member of Parliament, so I want to talk to him. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Here is what else I'm kvetching about this morning on this Kvetching Thursday. If you go to the Milo Butler extension, the Milo Butler South extension, and I get it, this is no fault of the government's. This is because you Negroes like to thief people things. Yes, that's what I said. There are, well, Jesus, all of the grills for the, what do you call those things, Kermit? Sewell inlets, what do you call the things? The drains? They're all missing. All of them. I know this because when I'm out and about late at nighttime, ensuring in my capacity as a justice of the peace that I am keeping the Queen's peace and ensuring that Her Majesty's assets are aptly deployed all throughout the Commonwealth, particularly in its metropolis area and in its city, I notice that there are people who come out early in the morning that want to jog. There are trees that extend onto that sidewalk. We are talking about the southern end of the Milo Butler Highway. You would call it the Milo Butler extension. So the trees protrude onto the sidewalk, which means that joggers cannot jog successfully onto the sidewalk. But I look at it with great chagrin, because I imagine that there will come a time that people will feel the need to get off of that sidewalk. And if someone drops in one of those open drains, I am telling you that the damage to their leg, their ankle, their tendon, their every single thing else, and possibly including their back, is going to be irreparable. And so, I want the Minister of Works, and by extension, the Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Works, to start taking a look at these things, because it's been 6 weeks now, and these aren't very difficult things to fix. Just how you're going up and down, taking tour, everything else, and you're all the way in Freeport and up and down. These things literally right up the road from where your office is, and I feel like we could get to these in quick time. Let me read a couple of these text messages. Text writer here says, great show as usual. I will also Great show as usual. We wanted VAT drop. Be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. We got it, but at what cost? We should have read the fine print. The devil is always in the details. Good show as usual. I will also kvetch today. I want to talk about... Nope, we talk about those on Tuesdays. As a matter of fact, you got your last one Tuesday pass. Please call the name of the Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Works. Isn't that Bacchus Roll? That is the name of the Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Works. The net effect of the reduction of VAT to 10% and the increase of VAT now on zero-rated items results in no change or help to the people who need it most. Hi, Miller. You have not seen the list of board chairmen or women sent out, and Mr. Anthony Kikivarakis, accountant, is Bahamas Air chairman. This is obviously happening while I'm on air, because this wasn't the case before I walked into the studio. So if it's happening now, unless you expect me to know through divinity or divine cosmosis, I couldn't know. But as soon as I get out of the studio, or if my producer will bring me the list, I could actually give you the names of the people on the list, because I don't know. This one here says, hi, Levin. Good show, bro. Keep your clothes on, man. Don't rush the PM. Give him a chance. He have to look carefully, making sure he chooses the right person for those positions. I don't disagree. I'm just saying, you give us a timeline. You know, you don't have to give us no date. You tell us by next week, Wednesday. Well, I just want to let you know today is Thursday, and I didn't hear about no less. That address yesterday was all smoke and mirrors. Get our attention in one direction with the $1 billion claim and raise VAT on bread basket items, or on the other end. This here says, Bay Street needs to be cleaned up. They need to get on that ASAP. Good morning. So you want the manholes fixed in 6 weeks and the previous administration had 4 years? I don't care if the previous administration had four decades. I'm saying just with the kind of expediency that they needed to go and clear Munnings Road. You remember the former administration had 4 years of that being blocked too. But PLP is saying Hosanna when y'all illegally unblocked it 2 o'clock in the morning like Nicodemus, right? So don't do that. Don't be that guy. Don't tell me the former administration had 4 years, and that's why they home, all of them, with a bunch of brand new coat suit and nowhere to wear it. That's why that happened to them, because they were a disaster. We've gotten rid of that disaster. Don't come and tell me that I shouldn't expect for the government that people voted for to don't be a disaster, because that wouldn't make sense. That was the reason we fired the first guys. Yeah? That's what I thought. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. You can call me on any one of those. You can text me on 422-4796. Here is the other issue that I want to kvetch about today on this Thursday, on this kvetching Thursday here on Unleashed with Levin Miller. The drains on Blue Hill Road, literally, you could plant corn in them. If there is, by chance, a flash flood, we are still in the hurricane season, you know. Y'all think it's the BLP when the hurricane them gone? No. This is still very, very, very much hurricane season. And I don't know if you all know, but these do you even need no hurricane around here these days? Because I don't know where these kind of, this must be Obey a cloud. I don't know where these clouds has come from. The cloud, them 20,000 foot in the air, dropping more water than regular rain clouds. I can't figure it out these days. This new rain is something special. But when we have this kind of weather, right, when we have these kind of thunderstorms, et cetera, that seem to be passing through here at an interesting rate of speed, there's nowhere for this water to run. Why? Because the Ministry of Works, and again, yeah, Bacchus Rule and Alfred Sayers just become the minister 6 weeks ago. But the Ministry of Works didn't just started to exist 6 weeks ago. So all I'm telling them is, hey, go and find your field teams and tell your field teams to get off of their eggs and onto their legs and get moving. Very simple. Very simple. And don't come back. As a matter of fact, I don't want to see y'all in this office. Every day I pull up, the only thing I want to see is man, shovel, and truck going. That's it. And put GPS on these trucks, because I don't want them coming to join me in the city. I want them clearing the drain and putting light on the highway and putting the caps back on the drain so people don't break their back dropping in these things. What if children dropping in? What if, since Mr. The FNM had 4 years, what if a child drops in it? Will we still give a flying frisbee about how long the FNM had? I don't think so. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Turn your radio down for me, please. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Better leave on.
Bishop, how are you, sir?
How you doing, man?
I feel well, sir.
Do you keep your passport straight so when we push you out of town, because we don't like you talking sense too much?
And a visa, Bishop, because, you know, like all of the other Negroes, I intend to run north.
Well, we are an anti-intellectual society. Don't you forget that.
Well, I'm trying my best, sir. How are you?
Very well. Please, give me a plug.
Sure.
No. I have the CJ, Chief Justice, the Honorable Marie, on my chat this week. I have been doing it for the last 5 weeks. Different persons, but we have persons from all over the Bahamas, and then we have persons from as far away as Norway. We have persons from Africa, from India, from Turks Island and Jamaica. So, and what we're talking about is how do you hold faith in the midst of this crisis?
Wow.
I just thought to beg you for a chat.
Absolutely, Bishop.
A plug.
Absolutely, Bishop. And when is this? When is it?
It's Sunday coming at 4:30.
And how do
we... For the last 5 weeks, we've had it 4:30 to 6 p.m., and it's absolutely free, and all you do is talk about how do you hold faith and share your faith in the face of the COVID-19.
And this is at... Is this going to be at the sanctuary?
No, it is the chat.
It is a Zoom?
A virtual.
Okay.
All you have to do is call New Covenant at 393-3946, and they will hook you up.
Okay. Give them that number one more time for me, Bishop.
393-3946. Or those who want to email thescienceofpreaching@gmail.com. And it's a wonderful chat we're doing, absolutely free. And we're talking about how could a gracious, loving God allow all this. I think we are pushing out some nuggets as to what is wrong, or what God is saying, rather.
I appreciate that very much, Bishop. And I invite people to please go and sign up and go get yourself some nuggets of wisdom from a jewel of the gospel like Bishop Simeon Hall.
Thank you.
No problem, Bishop. 3236. 3254316 3254259. You can call me on those. That's Bishop Hall. Bishop Hall is one of my favorite people, FYI. I'm actually still jockeying for him to become Governor General one day. Actually, I must admit, though, that even in my bias, I have superlative bias, right? Because the only way I don't want it to be Simeon Hall is if it could be Perry Christie. Now, if they could give me Perry Christie as Governor General, Lord Jesus, I think that'll be it. I wouldn't need to see anything else. I don't really care who do whatever else. Just put Mr. Christie on top of the hill and you got me. That's it. I with you all. And you can make like Bishop Hall his deputy. That would be such a wonderful thing to experience. Let's take a break. 3236232325 4316325 4259. It's Lee Van Miller. I'm on Guardian Radio. I'm Unleashed. That means it's between 11 and 12 o'clock. I'm kvetching today because I think there's a whole lot of things around this place to kvetch about. Why? Because these Negroes, they get on my nerves. And when that happens, I want to come here and kvetch about it. Don't move. I'll be back after the break.
The novel coronavirus disease, now called COVID-19, is a new strain of coronavirus that has not infected humans before. Symptoms include cough, fever, sore throat, breathing problems, and shortness of breath. After a person has been exposed to COVID-19, symptoms can appear between 2 to 14 days later. Severe cases can lead to pneumonia, severe respiratory syndrome, kidney failure, or even death. The virus is transmitted after being in close contact with an infected person. To prevent the spread of a respiratory illness like COVID-19, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water. Rinse, then dry.
Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth unnecessarily, especially if your hands are not washed. Cover your mouth and nose with your inner elbow or tissue when you cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with persons who are infected or have symptoms such as coughing or sneezing. Clean and disinfect surfaces at home and at work. There are no medications to treat the coronavirus. Practice preventative measures to ensure that you and your family are safe.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Levin Miller here. I'm on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Here are my phone line numbers again, because people keep telling me I'm saying it too fast. The numbers are 323-622-3225-4316, 325-4259. Is that better? You can text me on 422-4796. All right, let me get a couple more of these text messages in. Let me tell you what else I want to kvetch around this place about. There happens to be a proliferation in the amount of Japanese vehicles that are being vandalized, and I think I'm using that word too loosely there. Y'all teething people bumper and headlights. That's what I mean, right? I don't know if that is vandalism or y'all ain't burglarizing because that's not a house. But there has to be a demand for the supply. And all I'm saying is I see one bunch of foreign-owned used car part places all around this island, and I starting to feel like this, like cash. What is it? What's the name, Kermit? Cash for sale? Cash and go? What is the name? Not cash and go. The gold place where you used to carry your gold and the people give you money and they almost tear off Leslie Miller. Cash for gold. That's what the name? Yes. I starting to feel like this is having the same effect, right? Y'all remember when they almost break Leslie Miller's neck trying to take off the chain because of the cash for gold thing? Right. I'm starting to feel the same way about these Japanese cars because, I mean, how much plastic bumper y'all could really thief? How is it possible that every time I turn around on the internet, someone crying for another plastic? Where are y'all carrying all these bunch of plastic bumper? Except the used car parts stores are buying them. And so maybe now you know what we need to do. We need to assign a division. Mr. Commissioner of Police, I'm talking to you about this. Maybe we need to assign a division, all right, that monitors used car. Maybe they are they all registered or people just stacking up car wherever they want to and selling parts off of them? Because the truth is, these fellas got to be carrying the bumper and the headlight them somewhere. Unless they have a bumper and headlight convenience store in the bush somewhere, they have to be selling it to someone. And my argument is, it must be the used car parts place. Because the people ain't going to convince me all these cars was mashup that they take parts off. And you also ain't convincing me you bringing a container full of used headlight out of Japan. That don't make sense to me either. So that must mean the gem market or supplier is local. And if that is the case, then I say we have to do whatever we did with the cash and gold or cash for gold with as it relates to these Japanese vehicles. Commissioner of Police, I don't know who to really put in charge of that one. Is that like a environment minister thing? I don't know. Who is the Minister of Environment? Vaughn Miller? Who would be responsible? Because used cars should come under the Ministry of Environment. that's kind of tricky there. So maybe there could be a partnership between the Ministry of the Environment. I have a good idea. Y'all could take these bunch of COVID fellas. You know the fellas, you all dress up in the SC before you uniform and give hat to with the little flashy light car. Who thought the day was Rambo? What to do, right? Since you didn't deputize them. Man, they good. That is the ultimate enforcement unit. Get them, right? Put them in a rotation. Station all of them, because you all done got them, right? And this is how we extend the 52-week program. And when people come to these car lots to sell stuff, these fellas here are going to be responsible for policing, and you got to check the VIN number, and they have to be parts off of a car that was broken down or the year yard, or they have to be some proof that you own the... You see how I fixed this so quick? So what to do? Minister of the Environment, Vaughn Miller, right, asked the government for an additional couple dollars in your budget. You absorb the COVID boys, because the prime minister say, bad, we ain't worried about COVID no more. It opened. November 13, it opened. So little COVID in them gonna need somewhere to go and practice this heavy-handed law enforcement they was doing. You remember last year, Kermit, when they was running around acting like they's Rambo, kicking in the door, locking you in buildings? The COVID fellas are scared on bad, you know? So since they obviously have passed the test of the ability to enforce, I like that about them. They must be BDF. Let's get them to do this. Put them in charge of the yards, and let's see if we could crack down on this bunch of bumper and headlight getting ripped off. Because I don't know how the fella could rip my headlight out the socket and still use it. Because it's only a plastic light. What they could screw it back into it? Ah, boy. I don't know. Anyway, 323-623-2325-4316. 325-4259. Let's take this call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just want to talk. I wanted to explain to us, the senior citizens of this country, about the moving of the what from the breakfast items, which we really do need, because that's all we just use mostly for breakfast.
Well,
and then you could talk to me. Mm-hmm. I'll listen. And then putting it on something else and making it higher for us. I don't get that. I want somebody to really please explain that to me.
Okay, no problem. I can. Okay, so what's basically happening is the Prime Minister and his financial team have figured out a way to make you feel like you are benefiting more from a tax reduction, right? So the whole thought is a 12% VAT needed to be applied across the board. If you remember, VAT was originally introduced at 7.5%. And what the PLP argues is the reason they had to go to 12% was because they tried to make so many things exempted, right? Mm. So, yes, you may be able to buy grits and sugar, right? But would you be able to, I don't know, what else would you need that you would be paying VAT for at a rate of 12%? Right, so when you calculate the 2% that you say, let's just say you needed to buy 12 items, right? And you paid VAT on 10 at 12% and no VAT on 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they argue is if they made the 10% a flat base, right, what should happen is because you now pay 2% less on 10 of the 12 items, it should turn out to be less for you, even if you pay 10% on the 2 items that was 0. Make sense?
Hmm. Okay.
So
a person who only getting $300 after working 30 years, and they only give you $300.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to pay rent out of that and other things. But I am particularly looking out for the food line.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use the same $50 and spend it all again like that?
Well, let's remember now, the Prime Minister has also said that they intend to increase, one, the minimum wage, and they also intend to increase pensions, right? And if they do that, I think I see the press secretary in the office of the Prime Minister suggesting that last evening that what is going to happen is there are going to be some salary and pay increases. And if you offset the pay increase with the reduction in VAT and the straight across the board application of VAT, at the end of the day, the Bahamian people should still come out ahead. That is their maths. That is how they've worked the module.
Okay, well, I understood. Not, I didn't hear it on the news. Mm-hmm. That we are, the pension people is getting $50. So I don't think it is a good idea for them to do what they're doing with the breakfast items, because that's all Bahamian people know for breakfast.
Well, look at the bright side, and I don't tote water for this administration, but let's look at the bright side. They argue that it's going to be 1 year. They want to try it out for 1 year first to see whether or not it's too tight or whether it's too slack.
Okay.
And then they will make the adjustment from there. That is again, something that they have said. So give them a year. Let's see.
I just want to get an understanding from the news.
Yeah. So we'll give them 1 year. We'll see how it translates. And then they may be able to use that to determine how much they need to increase pensions or how much they need to increase minimum wage.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so that is more understandable by hearing that from you.
I'm happy that I could help.
They're only going to do it for a year.
Well, that is what they've suggested.
So
they'll review it in 1 year. Yes, ma'am.
That's all right. What you're saying?
Yes, that's what they say.
Oh, okay, that's what they say.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So he'll go along with it for them. But I really don't think that they should have did that to the breakfast. Because, you know, only you could afford grits and sardine and egg and tuna fish.
I don't disagree with you.
I wouldn't say anymore, but I'm just thankful anyhow that we still have the opportunity of having it.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. 323-622-3254-316-325-4259. Text right here says, Mr. Miller, the chairman lists received from Monday, October 25th. Follow up on that. I don't know. It wasn't in circulation. I thought the insurance company of the vehicle that knocked down the light pole should replace them. I don't know that to be a fact either. As a matter of fact, do you know that when you get in an accident with an inanimate object or with something that's not another vehicle, you get charged in the court for knocking that thing down? Did you know that? If you hit the tree and you ride off your car, the police will still charge you for the accident, even though you ain't killed nobody or mash up no one car. And all you do was hit God tree. You hit God tree and the police give you a ticket for it. Isn't that amazing? God didn't say he was mad. So I don't know why I ain't caught. This just says, they say, ready from day one. These repairs are low-hanging fruits. Get to it. I believe that. I believe if you fix these things, people will say, oh, my God, they actually fixed that. Dear Lord in heaven, why do people insist on calling this text line? If you're calling the text line, that is an exercise in futility. I will never, ever, 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 under no circumstance, even if a blue light descended from heaven and a bush spoke to me, answer the text line. It will not happen. You're not going to get lucky. It's not going to be by chance. None of that stuff. You can text me on 4224796. Now, unless you could find a way for this phone to answer itself, I'm never answering the text line. You can stop calling it. Text right here says, Mr. Miller, slow down with these numbers. We ain't fast like Jitney. I don't know how slow people want me to say that. Plus, you realize I say the numbers like 5 times each show. Literally, I do. Good morning, Levin. The PLP has put a political nail in the political coffin by putting 10% VAT on bread basket item. Can I tell you, man, I must be too rich, because I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I can't tell the difference between if the VAT on the grits, if the VAT ain't on the grits. I really can't tell the difference. I from here to Christ and back, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like my food grocery bills just go up every couple of months for no reason. And if you're asking people, like some of the food chain fellas around here, they say they holding back on carrying up the food on y'all. They won't get y'all when it's Christmas, you see? Hey, Miller, tell the government to pay the RBDF veterans and retirees. Their government. Pay the RBDF veterans and retirees. You hear me tell them? Good. Let's move on. This one here says, Levin, it was disgraceful that on Sunday the FNM did not honor the 3 living founders of the FNM who in 1971 risked their lives to leave the PLP. I start a new party, Dr. Edward Donaldson, Maurice Moore, and Sir Arthur Folks. They are the last of the dissident 8 leaving. 50 years later, people want to know. Okay, great show as usual. What does it say? RIP to the 99 cent breakfast that is now completely dead. I saw one mango skin gas. Yes, no. What? Oh, my goodness. Some of the stuff I can't read out there. This one here says, good morning. Can you please ask the government to find new competent and qualified people to draw up new contracts when it's possible so that the majority of Bahamian people could benefit from the world of this country, of the wealth of this country is what I think you mean. Thank you. Let me see if I got time for a 30-second phone call. Let's go. 30 seconds, caller. You're on. What's up?
Hey, Mr. Miller.
Hey.
Sounds like you're being an apologist for the BLT, for the governor. Because, you know, you're going over, people are calling and commenting on the untruth. The government said it was going to drop VAT at 2%, but they had it back in an area where there was no VAT.
And so how do I apologize for the BLT?
And you ought to be balanced and explain it for what it is, as opposed to being an apologist. Thank you.
I'm so glad that you got that out of your chest. I don't know how I apologize for the PLP. I said the PLP said it was going to reduce VAT. Their argument is if there are 12 items and they reduced 10 of them by 2%, paying 10% on the other two should be less than having to pay 12% on the 10. I don't know how that sounds like apologizing. But yeah. The last thing I want to confetch about, could you all please give some bus inlets on Robinson Road in the front of Marathon Mall and on, what is that? In the front of KFC, please. Please, please, please. Anyway, that's my show. Thank you so much. I am a PLP apologist, but look at what the Lord has done. That's my time. It's Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. I know you know, the world knows, they do it all day. Don't move the news. It's now.
Our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us.